Hi, Abraham. It's quite an honor to be here. I have one question. Why does Jerry always want to get rid of you into Abraham?
Oh, it is a game we all play. There is no one on the planet that he enjoys more than Esther.
Oh. Okay, my question is, for 6 years, I've been battling cancer. And it's been coming back year after year after year. And I don't know what to do to get rid of it.
We noticed as you sat down, you sort of held your stomach a little. And we wanted to play with you a little bit about that knot in your stomach, sort of continuing from where we were going here. And we want to say to you so many things, but most important, we want to say to you that the premise that you are approaching this from is a little screwy. We'll help you with that. And it's not different from the way you've been approaching life in general, which is battling. In other words, you see something as after you and you are battling it. And we talked earlier today, did you hear us as we were going on and on and on about how it feels like there are outside forces that are after you, because it feels to you that if they weren't after you, that everything would be going extremely well for you, because after all, that really is what you want. And so we certainly understand why it would look like there is something that is attacking you and that you are now waging a battle against that. But what we want you to hear, and we promise that we're not going to upset your apple cart in terms of what you've got going on. We're just going to give you some soft understanding that as you hear it here and then begin to softly apply it, your discomfort will subside, your emotional discomfort will subside, and you will find yourself feeling much less fearful and much more hopeful, and then much less hopeful and much more knowing that all is really well with you and with your physical body. Now, Did you get what we were talking about when you see something that is coming after you, or that you perceive is, nothing is, but when you perceive something is coming after you and you stand in resistance to it, can you feel the tension of that? Can you feel the tension of that resistance? And we want you to understand that when you shout no at something, you're actually saying yes to it, because you can't give your attention to anything without whatever you're giving your attention to becoming an active vibrational component of you. So when you are saying yes to something, whatever you're saying yes to becomes an active vibrational component of you. But when you shout no at something, it becomes an active vibrational component of you. So what we want you to begin thinking about doing is saying, I'm going to talk only or more about what I do want and less about what I don't want. Yeah. And we know it sounds simplistic, but we promise you that it is the answer. Now, once you have a condition, it feels that that is the subject of conversation. In other words, I'll sit here and I'll have a conversation with Abraham, and Abraham will help me figure out what to do about this condition that is labeled as cancer. And we want to say to you, we're not talking to you at all about the condition that is labeled as cancer, because all that is an indicator of vibration. In other words, the knot in your stomach is an indication of vibration, and a disease in your body is a vibrational indication that is the same. It's just an indicator of vibration. It isn't a death sentence. It isn't a proclamation of who you are. It's just an indication of vibration. It's an indication of thoughts that you have been thinking. And it's not doing something about the cancer that we are here to help you with. It's doing something about the thoughts that you have been thinking, of which the cancer is the indicator of. You see what we're getting at?
Yes.
Can you get that?
Yes.
Because when you understand that all it is an indicator of vibration, and then you say, hey, I can change my vibration and then get another indicator, that's the cure that medicine is looking for. There is not a cure for cancer, because that's like saying, I'll give you a cure for your emotional response to your vibrational imbalance. Mm-hmm. There's only one cure to your emotional response to your vibrational imbalance, and that's to come into vibrational balance. There's no surgery that can bring you into vibrational balance. There's no pill that can bring you into vibrational balance. Only thoughts can bring you into vibrational balance. And not somebody else's thoughts. Only your thoughts can bring you into vibrational balance, you see.
Yes.
So when you have something eating away at you like a cancer, it is an indication that thoughts that you are thinking are eroding your sense of value. It usually indicates that you have strong resentment or about somebody. Who are you pushing? In other words, in the same way that you're pushing hard now against this cancer diagnosis or against the disease itself, what other things are you pushing against? That's what you want to ask yourself. And whatever that is, that's what we want to get turned around here. And usually you can't turn it around in a conversation or in a day, but you can turn it around. In other words, you can see things differently than you have been seeing them. And when you do, the resistance will stop. And when the resistance stops, the vibrational balance will be different. And when the vibrational balance is different, the vibrational indicator will be different too. See how it works? So what do you think you're pushing against? How long did you say this manifestation has been present?
6 years.
And how long did you feel ornery before that?
How long I felt what?
Ornery before that. How long were you mad before that? That sort of changed the subject, but what were you angry about before that?
I think many things.
Childhood. Childhood.
Bringing up.
Childhood. Again, childhood. Now, isn't it interesting that things happen in your childhood and then you carry that burden with you? And even though the people who abused you or the people who didn't love you or the people who didn't know better or the people, whatever they were doing, they're long gone from your experience, but you drag their memory with you.
My baggage.
You drag their memory along and you speak often to people of the injustices of your childhood in order to justify the building anger within you, which then manifests in terms of some. So when you say many things, what comes to your mind most often? What is a story that you most often tell?
Divorce.
Ah. Childhood divorce.
No, my divorce. My divorce.
So long after your childhood.
Yes.
Your divorce. So yes. Tell us a little bit about that. Give us the angry version.
Oh, boy. The angry version. The angry version. The one where...
Can you hear her? Get in there a little bit. Yes.
The angry version. The one where my husband left me. For no reason. That I feel.
And so you were misunderstood, you were misrepresented, you were disrespected,
yes.
You were abandoned.
Kind of, yes.
So you've been telling that story for a while. Do you have a new vantage point now? How long ago did he?
7 years ago.
Isn't that interesting? So it sort of came, now, there was anger already brewing there. It just wasn't the kind of manifestations that you were getting from your early anger wasn't as dramatic as cancer. It was just dramatic like a divorce or something like that.
Right.
But we've been saying to you, if you've got negative emotion, which is an indicator of the split in your vibration, and you don't do something about it and change the thought, which changes the emotional indicator, don't worry, it will get bigger. And so it got bigger into a divorce, and then it got bigger into the physical diagnosis. You can sort of see how it works.
Yes.
And doesn't it make you feel powerful to know that all of these things along the way are only indicators of vibration, which is thought, which you can change? Doesn't that make you feel powerful to know that you could think differently?
Yes.
So now, 7 years later, do you have a different vantage point on that divorce, or are you still telling the same story?
No.
That make, well, you must be to some degree. In other words, you told the story enough that got a foothold that gave you this indicator, and now all that's changed is that this indicator has superseded. In other words, now you have a different story to tell of things going wrong. But it, you see what we're getting at?
Yeah, I do have a different story now because I've learned about you.
So tell us the different story. What is the different story that relationship ending? That's what we want to hear. Because that's where the seed of this discord is. So that's the story that we want you to revise from your current broader non-physical understanding. So we'll cue you up for it. What does my inner being say about my divorce of 7 years ago? What does my inner being say about my husband leaving me? That's the story we want to hear.
I don't know what to say.
All right, so we'll tell you the story.
Okay.
So here's what your inner being wants to say about that. It was not wrong that the two of us came together because in many ways we were a vibrational match for one another at the time. But always within me, I could feel that I was stepping into something that was not a perfect vibrational match for me, and I was trying to make it feel right to me all along, but it never really did feel right. And both of us, I believe, sort of knew that it wasn't quite right. In fact, it was far from right. But ideas of responsibility and commitment kept me standing there where my husband was of a different inclination. He was more self-serving. He was more listening to what was coming forth from within. And he made a decision that was very hard for him to make. But I believe now, from where I stand, that the decision that he made about us not being together was the decision that was right for both of us.
Very true.
Isn't it? Now feel how that feels. Feel how that feels. Feel how that feels. He made a decision that was hard to make, but ultimately it was the right decision for him to make, and it was the right decision to have been made. And now I am making a statement that I agree with that decision, and I now realize, now we're going to speak as your inner being speaks about you. This is not about a diminishing of that which is me. This was about an adding to that which is me. This was the platform, the bouncing off place, where I had the opportunity to find out who I really am. I was always very independent in spirit and in nature, and it was never right for me to be under someone else's thumb. I was just not a good vibrational match for that. And so it's good that he is off looking for something that's a better vibrational match to what he is wanting. And it is wonderful that I've been freed to find what I am looking for. And so nothing went wrong. There is no reason for me to harbor any ill will. There is no reason for me to be unsettled about it anymore. It is something that was valuable as it came. It put so much in my vibrational escrow, and it is valuable that that relationship in that form has passed, and all is really well about that. Can you feel a sort of clearing as you hear that, you see?
Yes.
Now, your vibrational indicator must change.
Yes.
You see, your vibration has changed right before all of our eyes. In other words, it's not the same. It is not the same. Now, when you have a habit of, when there's a culprit in your life, and he was a really good culprit, when there's a culprit in your life that you can fixate your discontent on, a lot of discontent that really doesn't have anything to do with that one culprit gets focused about that one culprit. So just because we have sort of shined a bright, shiny light on the former culprit and you're feeling better doesn't mean that your patterns of thought about all things have changed. In other words, you're still going to feel ornery about some things, and it's all right. You don't need to be worried about any of that. What we want you to do is just say to yourself on a really regular basis, I wonder how my inner being thinks about that. In other words, what's my inner being's thought about that? How do I really feel about that? And you're going to discover that there were a lot of things that have been bothering you about the world and about your life that you have been harboring. In other words, harboring meaning holding to you, meaning keeping active within you. They sort of eat away at you. When you find something that bothers you and you sort of chew on it and wrestle with it and feel obsessed with it, what happens is it just holds you in an unnatural vibration for a period of time. Much of that has just shifted within you. But don't panic if you feel yourself feeling that way about other things now that you you've sort of released your former husband from the spotlight of that. Don't be upset about it, but just little by little, resolve it as best you can. So is there anything else that comes to your mind that you harbor resentment about or that you feel uncomfortable about?
No.
Regularly? It was all about that?
It was, I guess, yeah.
For the most part. Now, you said something about childhood. Was there anything about your childhood that was unpleasant before? In other words, what we're asking is, do you think that in the same way, a lot of people complain about their parents, and then they complain about their husband, and then they complain about their employer, or then they complain about their government. In other words, people almost always have a target that they use as their reason to express their discontent. Well, but the discontent that they are expressing really has very little to do with the object that they've chosen as their target. And so what we're saying to you is, we just have to... We want to help you to get clear about releasing the targets as fast as they come up, because there has to be somewhere for that discontent to begin focusing, and so other targets will come up. What do you think is the next likely target to come up after your husband?
Well, before my husband, it wasn't my parents. It's just that I felt that I was always the one to take care of everybody else. I was always not the leader, but I was always the one...
That everybody depends on,
that everybody sort of
looks to.
Right, right. I was like the mother to all my brothers
and so sister. the resentment that you're feeling is that you didn't get to really live your life,
right.
That you sort of had to live your life for everybody else.
Right.
And
right.
The reason that you still feel that way, you see, a lot of people are doing that. That's really what we were talking about earlier. Not because they have demanding families that are sucking the life from them,
right.
But a lot of people are living their lives for others because they've been trained away from their own guidance. In other words, there are so many people that are trying to look the way they think the public wants them to look,
right.
Or be the way, in other
right.
words, and so that's the thing. What you're really wanting to do is find a way of replacing your perception of what all of them think about you with what your inner being thinks about this. Can you feel how powerful this is? As you start asking, what does my inner being think about this? Now, stay with us. We're going to have a big breakthrough here really, really soon for a lot of you. Mm-hmm. So here... When we were asking you, so we're kind of following, were you sort of following what we were saying about there's usually some target of your discontent, and it keeps morphing, it'll be that one for a while, and then it'll be that one for a while, and then it'll be that one for a while, but there's almost always someone that you're picking on to explain why you don't feel good. And do you know why that is? Do you know that you all, just about all of you do that? Do you know why? Because the other option is blaming yourself. Because it is really you that you're mad at,
yes.
For not being in alignment with you. And
yes.
We got to say to you, we applaud you because blame is better for you than guilt.
Yes.
It is. They're both very screwy. In other words, there is another option. Loving yourself is a really good option. Loving others is a really good option. Caring about how you feel, that's the message that we are expressing. In other words, that's the only way you take back your guidance system. It's the only way you ever find your freedom. Do you know that the freedom that you all seek, the freedom that you were seeking from the bondage of needing to take care of everyone, and we have to say, it wasn't all bondage. You like taking care of people.
Yes.
You like being of value to others. You like soothing them, comforting them, making them feel good when they don't feel good. It just gets out of hand. In other words, you open that door, and pretty soon, needy people are surrounding you and sucking the life right out of you. In other words, because what you really want is to, through the clarity of your example, teach them self-sufficiency. And when you are caring for others, the message that you're actually giving is, I do this for you because I see you cannot do this for yourself. And that is inherently out of whack with what the whole of you, the non-physical part of you, knows to be. So now, let's bring this back around. Your work is to pay attention to the way you feel and try to find, and whenever you feel some uneasiness washing over you, and we will tell you, your uneasiness is going to feel like anger or resentment. That's the vibration that's most active and is at the root of this indicator that has shown up in your physical body. So as you find different things that you are feeling that way about, and you stop and ask yourself, what does my inner being feel about that? Within a matter of days, you will resolve enough of those things. You don't have to go back to the beginning of this experience. You don't have to go back even as far back as the time of your divorce. You don't even have to go back to last year. All of it is currently happening now. Your vibrational relationship between who you are being and who you really are is all happening on current events, on current affairs. You're just picking things from the past and using them as your excuse for them. But it's not about them. They're just the most verbalized, best articulated target that you've been able to find. Do you get what we're talking about? In other words, those people that bothered you way back then are not the same people that are bothering you.
Right.
What's bothering you, and we had such a magnificent discussion with our kissing friend just a little bit ago, that it has never been about them. It has always only been about you and you, you see, about closing that gap. So can you think of anything from where you're sitting right now to which you feel resentment? Anything?
Right now, no.
Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? So for now, it has been resolved. For now, you have donned the vibration of the source within you. For now, you are seeing your past, your present, and your future through the eyes of source. Do you know that no disease can abide in that vibration? Do you get that, you see? And should it come up, and it will, because your breakfast will be late or somebody will do some screwy thing. If it should come up, now you know what to do about it. Now you know. All you have to do is try to evaluate it and perceive it as the source within you would. And before you know it, you're going to pronounce, and accurately so, I can't remember the last time I was mad at anybody. I can't remember the last time I felt resentment. I think it is gone from my vibration, and therefore gone from my vibrational indication. Really good.
Thank you.